Do you think you would be in the army if 9/11 hadn't happened?
To be honest, probably not.
First Lieutenant Erica McSwan was just 7 years old when 9/11 happened. Yet she has vivid memories of it. Her family lived in New Hampshire at the time. Her dad commuted to New York City for work. And on that morning, he was running late for a meeting.
He didn't get far before it was like a black blanket covered him. And he just crouched down and then he couldn't see anything. The city went absolutely silent, which is obviously so unusual for New York City.
With the help of a first responder, she says he managed to get inside a nearby restaurant. Saw on TV that there'd been an attack. He was shaken, but a few hours later managed to rent a car and drive back home to New Hampshire.
All in all, it had a huge, huge impact on me. My dad could have died in that situation.
This was in the back of her mind when, in junior year of high school, she was recruited to swim at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. Swimming was fun, but she wanted to get involved with the military.
My specific inspiration for going was because I had a sense of purpose in protecting my family. Also, broadly speaking, those who I knew that could also be affected by terrorism and other acts of violence.
Today, McSwan is an intelligence officer in the Army. She's 23 years old and only a couple of days away from her first deployment to Afghanistan. Her day at Fort Carson begins at sunrise, standing in formation in a frozen parking lot.
Face! Take charge, conduct the preparatory drill.
Like the other 50 or so soldiers lined up around her, she's in her Army workout gear. Chin up, shoulders back, hair pulled in a tight bun.
How was it?
Good. Typical, so everyone pretty much memorizes those drills.
After the exercise is over, she heads to her office.
So this is where you work?
Yes, this is the office, so they're all pretty military standard.
McSwan's tour in Afghanistan will last for about a year, with no visits home. So I wonder, what are a soldier's last few days before deployment like? First, ordinary stuff. Things you do before going away on any long trip.
Oh, what am I going to miss? And what do I have to do in advance? Like taxes and ensuring that your house is okay and that your car has a place to be stored and whatnot. Utility bills, credit cards.
But of course, this is no European vacation. These soldiers are going to a battlefield. And they each have to have a plan in case the worst happens and they don't come home.
For me, since I don't have a spouse or children that I'd like to will specific things to, I'll just let it go to next of kin, which is my mom.
But McSwan doesn't only have herself to worry about. The 23-year-old is the leader of her platoon. That means she's responsible for the safety and well-being of 26 other soldiers, all men.
Okay.
I sit in on one of her training sessions. This one is not so much about the fighting, but more to do with the culture the soldiers are about to enter. It's called How to Handle Islamic Texts.
Does anybody know what percentage of Afghanistan is Muslim? Higher. Not 99.7%.
The soldiers in McSwan's platoon range in age between 18 and 45. They sit on metal chairs, listening closely.
We obviously want to be considerate of their culture.
It's no accident that McSwan is talking about the sensitivity surrounding Islamic material. In 2012, American soldiers burned copies of the Quran that they said Taliban prisoners used to write messages in. Word got out and hundreds of Afghans poured into the streets in protest. The protests lasted for 5 days and left 30 people dead, including 4 Americans. This is not a scenario McSwan once repeated. McSwan's office is small but cozy. A New England Patriots calendar hangs on the wall next to her desk, a reminder that she's from Boston. Her parents are devout Christians, she says, and they passed their faith on to her. She's the first in her family to join the military. I ask her what it's like to be in charge of 26 soldiers, some of whom are twice her age.
It is a lot when you think about the leadership that have been in the Army for 20, 30 years. It's difficult to put yourself out there and say, all right, well, I'm in charge and I'm going to make the rules. And that's why I try not to be like that as a leader, although at the end of the day, I make the decisions.
Okay. All right, here we are.
I can also show you the inside. It's like, it's pretty packed.
Every soldier in Maxwan's platoon gets to take a box full of personal items with them. Think of it as a checked bag on a regular flight.
Some coffee and protein powder, civilian pajamas, slippers.
Maxwan says she's packed enough toiletries and coffee for about 2 months. After that, she can either buy things like shampoo on base or order them online. It turns out Amazon delivers to army post offices in Afghanistan.
And the shipping is not very expensive at all.
Given that Maxwan is an intelligence officer, she won't be leaving the base much. There are upsides and downsides to that. Upside, she likely won't be dodging bullets. Downside?
Honestly, the whole stir craziness of just being contained in that space, like going between your bed and your work site and the gym and where you eat.
To call home, she'll need to buy her own Wi-Fi, which can cost up to $80 a month.
Hey, Erica?
Yes?
You got a minute?
As the time I have with Maxwan draws to an end, I want to know her thoughts on this war. On the war that has lasted for most of her life. The war that some Americans feel has dragged on for far too long. I mean, to her, what does winning even look like?
I think for me, if our platoon is able to assist in our brigade's mission in assisting and advising the Afghan army and fighting and eradicating these violent forces, that would definitely be successful, even if it's a small impact and it increases from there.
Do you have confidence in the president?
I would say so. I think that he has surrounded himself with many seasoned veterans, specifically General Mattis, and these individuals will definitely help advise him and make the correct choices in terms of our military and Department of Defense.
It's currently 2:18 Central Time.
Hours after I left, Maxwan boarded a plane to Afghanistan. I couldn't be with her, so she sent me this recording.
I'm a bit nervous, but excited as well. I don't think it's really hit me that I've really left.
To calm her nerves, she told me she listens to music. Her favorite is a worship song by an Australian band called Hillsong United. Your grace abounds in
deepest waters. I'm excited to see what's in store and really excited to get to know the mission and understand my job better over there. Come on, sing it
like you believe it. She promised to stay in touch. For the world, Shirin Jafari, Fort Carson Army Base, Colorado Springs.